I've lost my agenda. Anybody have one?
I have.
We've got four guys. Four peepers. No, we need to vote. Number four somewhere. Okay, action item, discussion and vote on approving an IGA between the Development Authority and the City of Dunwoody. Mr. President.
The IGA will actually be a sublease. It was just a sublease. It's what you're going to vote on, is to approve a sublease between the City of Dunwoody and the authority.
Okay, I'm going to read.
And the sublease basically requires us to adopt the lease in full, and we're going to be liable for it.
Right.
Okay, so discussion and vote on approving an IGA between the Development Authority and the City of Dunwoody. I move we accept the sublease.
Second.
Discussion.
And for what period?
Currently, it's a
10-year.
10-year.
I thought we had a 5-year option.
Would y'all like to do my brief explanation?
Yes, right. Please do your briefing.
Thank you. Spent hours writing this memo. Basically, this is an IGA that will approve a sublease, as explained by the city attorney. And this would be for office space for City Hall and Police Department. For a matter of history, the City of Dunwoody over the past few months has been busy working on establishing a permanent location for our City Hall Police Station. Having been mindful of budget staff, we've done a broad search over the city over this time period. 28 properties initially identified throughout Dunwoody that could serve our desired purpose. We looked at office buildings, retail, standalone, in and out of the village, and other areas of the city. We reduced the list to 11 properties, and we did site visits. We looked at options of splitting the police force off from City Hall and properties that would combine both City Hall and police operations. The list was then culled to 4 properties, and proposals were requested. Using this properties criteria, we were mixed and matched to establish 6 options that would work for the city. These proposals were compared and evaluated. We met with each of the landlords, went back and forth on the proposals, and a clear choice emerged that met both our economic and physical criteria. We have chosen, based on this analysis, 41 Perimeter Center East, which is a 25,000 square foot space on 2 floors behind the Ravinia, back in the back of that complex. It is a 6-story building, and we are going to be leasing the bottom 2 floors. It'll be a combination. The first floor is the council chamber and the police department, and the second floor will be all City Hall space. The overall benefits were compelling from an economic standpoint, and also from the physical requirements for access and to be able to combine our forces into one building. The savings are approximately $350,000 within the first year's budget. And also, we will be ready to roll, having our police force in the building March 15th, and City Hall will be ready at the beginning of May. The overall economics of the deal is it's a 10-year lease agreement with some cancelability after 5 years with penalty. Tenant allowances are $27 per square foot, which amounts to almost $750,000 worth of improvements. 9 months of free rent, and the effective cost per square foot is $17.12 per square foot per year, and on 25,000 square feet of leased space. The staff recommends this location under these terms. At least agreement has been negotiated and is available for your consideration. We did, as I said, look at properties, and our preference in some ways initially was to be in the village, and it turned out that there was not a building that could suit our needs and our economics at this time. So we're excited to bring this property to you as a recommendation, and the vehicle that you would be moving this is to approve an intergovernmental agreement with the Development Authority, which in turn will be a sublease agreement. And that sublease agreement, which we would then be responsible for the lease agreement between the property owner and ourselves. I'll be happy to answer any questions that y'all may have at this time.
Warren, for the record, there was one piece of property in the village. The economics were not there. Can you give us a roughly increased cost that it was to house in the village?
I mean, over the course of time, it's probably $1 million difference when you take into account the tenant allowances. This is $27 a foot for tenant allowances. Those tenant allowances would have been somewhere between the $18 and $20 range for a similar square footage. We had some no free rent was offered on the property and similar terms as to length and square footage. We would also have been in two buildings as opposed to one because the initial building in the village could only hold everything but the council chamber, so that would have been a separate facility altogether. There's also some significant access issues that we had of being at that location. We talked about police department shift changes and the challenges thereof. We also looked at, on the finalist list, a standalone property on North Shalford, and there was just no opportunity to be able to get the building open and ready in time, and there was also some ownership issues between the that was under contract. So this was clearly, as we looked at all the possibilities, the best economic deal for the city, and also the location works well for us at this time.
Any other questions? Yes, Ryan?
One of the things we didn't like about the Domini Village was being in two buildings. But I noticed that this proposal has our court being done in a separate building. Help me understand. And I did some rough back-of-the-napkin calculations. It looked like about $25,000 to me for the year to have our court somewhere else.
Yeah, court will be in the building.
Temporary.
Oh, temporary. Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, I got you. That's a temporary.
Yeah, February 1st, what do we do for court?
Got you. Okay, never mind. Never mind. I read it and didn't
consult. There'll be a council chamber conference. Got it.
Got it. Okay.
Never mind.
One of the other buildings that was looked at was the Ace Home Place. And can you tell us why that one may not have been suitable?
Well, first off, it was not a suitable location, and that Kroger owns the lease on that facility, and they were not interested in putting a city hall at that location because they wanted something that would enhance their Kroger property that's right there in Sandy Springs, right across the border. Second is that they wanted a retail rent for that, which is upwards of $35 a square foot, and that the space was 36,000 square feet, which is too large for our needs.
Okay.
Any other questions for Warren?
Well, the first year going to the village, wasn't it about a $600,000 to $700,000 delta risk?
Yes. And additionally, there was some uncertainty as to whether or not the deal was going to be able to be financed and ready on the day that we wanted it done.
Okay. All right, other questions?
Well, I think just as a comment, it's incumbent upon us to get this done, get it done in a timely fashion. As we know, for every month we delay our police force getting up and running effectively, it could cost us as much as $430,000. I think that's certainly a consideration.
Ron, if the council so chooses, would you be able to craft the motion? I'm not sure exactly what they're supposed to pass.
Yeah. Based on the circumstances. I would just say, we have the sublease in front of all you. Just move that the city mayor council hereby approves the sublease agreement as provided. And enter into an intergovernmental agreement.
So moved. So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
We're discussed out. All right. So in favor of the lease, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
One nay. Lease carries.
Sublease carries.
Sublease carries. Thank you. And we are on to public comment.
I'd just like to make one comment on that, if I can. Point of information.
Sure.
You know, there was no easy answer here. There was not anything you could jump out and say, wow. This was the best and the most difficult. You know, I feel going there for 10 years, we're going to be planning to be there for 10 years. You know, so sometimes there isn't an easy answer, but you just got to make the difficult choices.
Thank you, Danny. All right, public comment. Ryan, are there any public comment cards?
Nope.
Mr. Dallas, would you like to take the stage?
No, I'll get down.
the lease, I mean, 5 years, is we have an opportunity to get a redevelop Dunwoody Village and give us all the room we need. Maybe grant cleanups.
It can't maybe be 50 by that time.
We included in the chamber just to involve this that half hour's going to be dead in 10 years.
I'm going to be one of them. I'm going to make it that long.
Anyone
said
1 year.
All right. Seeing that there's no public comment, I'm going to adjourn. Thank you, guys.